This call is being recorded.
It begins to spread out from your body further and further out. That the light that is emanating from you is spreading further, further, and further out past your body. If there are other people where you are, see it moving through them, through your house, whatever building that you're in, that home that you are in, filling with light. See light going everywhere in your home now. And continuing to spread out past your home, the surrounding area, village, town, city, whatever it might be, spreading further and further and further, light growing, so it not only encompasses the city that you're in, or the town or village, it continues on to surrounding areas, still spreading further and further. So it's spread across the entire country, wherever you are. If you're in the UK, see it spread throughout that entire area, whatever areas of darkness. See those areas of darkness becoming illuminated by the light. Know also, as this light spreads, this is also love. This is also consciousness. All are one. To see this spreading throughout the lands, all becoming illuminated by this light, by this consciousness wave. It began with you, know that you are the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. You are the light. Eventually, see the light spread around the entire planet. So if the entire planet now is illuminated, from the point of view where you were, find yourself now high above the earth, looking back down, and see this illuminated planet now, this planet of light, of love, of a new consciousness. A new consciousness that is just yet born this day. Every day thereafter. As you see this light from high above, the earth illuminated by this light, see all the people on the planet. You can see them all at once. From this viewpoint, you can become aware of all of the consciousness on the planet and see the consciousness on the planet expanding and growing, increasing, vibrations on the planet increasing. Some of you will see this as a golden light, some as a violet light, some even still as a blue light. Whatever your preference, visualize this. Visualize this light completely encompassing the planet. that this is now a planet of light, no longer a planet of darkness. Now, if you would, begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves now. Move back towards your physical body. Back into your physical body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am your Sananda, but I step aside now to allow another to be with you. I am the guardian of the new dispensation. I have not been with this group for some time. As I mentioned a while ago, I would not be returning, we would not be returning as the guardians until such a time that the vibrations have increased enough to allow for the beginning, the process of the new dawn to come over this planet. That time is nearly here. As you hear many times, many different ways, that you are on the cusp, that you have reached the finish line, that you are nearing the crescendo. And all of these are true. True to the consciousness that is of man at this time. But as you all know, man's consciousness changes with every thought, every moment. So it can never be determined ahead of time when the full changes will commence, when the event will happen. But know that in these moments now, prior to the great event, prior to the new dawn appearing over this planet, you are in those moments before the new dawn. Moments, of course, could be different time frame than what you are used to. Because we, as we are coming to you, we are in a place of no time. We are in space, but not time as you know it. But when we say moments, that can be at times an eternity for you. That is not to say that it will be much longer. For you are in those moments. You have reached the finish line, as Sananda has said many times. It is only up to you now, each one of you, to continue about your missions, both individual and group. And as you are preparing to continue on this journey, for finding those records, and even though those of you, many of you, have not pursued this previously, you have pursued this previously, because many of you that are on these calls participated in this forming of those records and the secreting away of those records. And it is very important to continue this journey, this process that you started so long ago, and to find yourselves now remembering, knowing from within that you have the key, as has been spoken, and that you are the key. That all of you together, working as one, will find the culmination and the results that you are after, but only working as one. For if ever there is a differing viewpoint, it comes in and creates a resonance. It is not the resonance of the One. This you must know. Even beyond that of those records, you are all after the records within yourself, those memories that will return, and in many of you are beginning now to return. Because everything is in the moment. All of you must come to understand that you are in the moment. Every time that you create within that moment, that you visualize within that moment, you are creating the new world, new age of Gaia. You are creating that each and every thought that you have, each and every vision that you have. And within this, it is time for you to realize just how powerful your thoughts, your words, and your actions are. It is only you that can do this. We cannot do it for you, nor would we if we could, because we cannot and will not take the place of your free will. We are always here to assist and guide wherever the call goes out. When that call goes forth, we, those of us the guardians, those that are of the company of heaven, the many of the ascended masters that you know of, we are all here with you. Always know and understand that. Believe that. I am the guardian of the new dispensation, for it is a new dispensation. It is a new level of consciousness that is coming over this planet and will continue to come over this planet. And within each and every one of you, the collective you, leave you now in peace and glory and love until that moment when the new dawn arises. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you. And we are here to continue, as always, the program that we are on here. And we want you to understand that it is a program, not the kind of program that you have become used to, and certainly not your television programs and these types of things, but a program nonetheless, a program that you have been preparing for a long time, that you have been working toward, and that you are in the process now of completing this particular part of the program we speak of. And as you complete this program, everything will begin to shift and change as you have never seen it shift and change before. So you are in those moments, as the Guardian said, and as many have said previous to this, you are in those moments where everything can change in the blink of an eye here. And that is what we want you to know at this time, that the energies are rising so swiftly now, the vibrations are increasing so fast, that the event, as you know it, this galactic pulse, could come at any time here. And in that blink of an eye, you could have an entire shift of consciousness across your planet. And that is what we are getting you ready for, preparing you for. So when that moment comes, or rather those moments come, that you will be acclimated to the energies at the time. We are ready now for questions. Do you have questions for One Who Serves?
Do you want me to ask first from the emails or from the phone audio?
Yes, please do from your emails there, and we will go from there.
Okay, so there's a few questions that we're going to answer from people that have emailed in, and then we're going to turn it over to the phone audience. There's an individual that signs her email Magdalena, and she's asked several questions that I believe are really important to just our upliftment as a humanity. So I asked Shoshana to give me some answers, and she did. So the first question Magdalena asks is, how can we let go fully of our past programs that people created for us, or we made it part of our own program, and then that we start believing the programs that were repeated throughout our lives? So so the answer was, a program can be deleted and replaced through the will center as connected to the heart center. It must be a strengthening of the will center through practicing of exercising your will power, or the power of your will in connection with the heart center. So that's the answer to replacing the programs you no longer require. The second question is, from who or where does the need come from that I need approval or exceptions from my father/men in my life? So the answer that was given is, approval is a cultural program designed to weaken the will center and freedom to choose. Exercise the will center to gain independence from approval. So it kind of goes with the first part of the question. The third question she asks is, I would like to ask if it is possible to find out if my father's soul/spirit approves or accepts me for how I am. If not, I would like to ask you collectively if you approve or accept me. And here's the answer that came to that. Your father neither approves or disapproves, for that is not the function of a spirit being. He loves you as one in a non-duality state can give that love, and all is well. The last part of her question is, I want to know if it was pre-decided that from my higher self to experience a physical impairment, and will I enjoy the freedom of a healthy body? And the answer that was given is, a body is an avatar by which the soul embraces its plan for experience and growth. That is what it is. Accept your avatar as the design your soul requires to experience what it needs to move past duality into perfect love. So that's that.
Wonderful. And we would add here, and this is for everyone, it is never important for anyone, any one of you, to be concerned about what anyone else thinks, whether it is one of you or even one of us. That is not important here. It is only important that you are aware of what you feel within yourself and how important you feel about those things that you are doing, as well as who you are as a person, as an individual, as one. And this is what is very important, and we completely concur, as Shoshana has said here, as what was given. There is so much that each one of you bring to the table, and we say this directly here, bring to the table, because of what has been given by Sananda in the past of the tables and the council tables. So take what you can from this, and we move on here. Are there other questions now?
Well, there's a long email that I'm going to try to summarize. from one known as Vesna, V-E-S-N-A. And she is asking the one who serves, or whoever wants to answer this, about sadness. So she gives a story about how, as a young girl, she felt deep sadness for the world because of the extremes of duality in the world. And then she came to an understanding that the nature of duality and its purpose is for the greater cause of experiencing, and she replaced her anger with love. She wants to know, she's wondering if, she's wondering how to overcome the sadness and transform it into joy. And that's her question.
We can tell you on this, and this is also for everyone. It is so important for you all to be aware that whatever you are working on, you are working on. Whatever that is important in your life is important to you. So continue on with everything that you are doing, knowing that you are working with your higher self, working together with your higher self. You have many times, many of you have experiences where those things that occur around the world, those external things, bring you sorrow, bring you pain. And this is because of who you are, because of where you come from. You come from light. You come from love. You are in this duality at this time, and it is difficult for many of you to move through this process and this old programming that you have come accustomed to, because it is foreign to you. It is foreign to you as a, not as a personality here, but as a soul being that you are. And it becomes more and more difficult for those of you that have that empathic quality, that you attune to everyone else's feelings. So if you are one of those, or even if you are not, it is important for you to be there for another being, certainly, but do not be that other being. Do not be that one, be in their shoes. You can test the being in their shoes, you can see what it is like, but do not be in their shoes, if you understand what we are saying here. You are in your own shoes. You are in your own body, your own skin, your own vehicle that you have now. And it is important for you to realize that you have your own path, your own journey, even though that journey oftentimes will interact with another on their journey. And when that happens, be who you are in that process, even though you are there to assist and be of service to others. Okay?
Okay, thank you. The other part of her question was how she can become more productive as a light worker.
That is a difficult question to answer because it is an individual question. Everyone has their own individual needs, desires, concerns about, and even understandings of what it means to be a light worker. Many of you do not understand what it means to be a light worker. To be a light worker, you are here to anchor the light. You are here to work with the light, the consciousness, the love, to spread that love. When you begin to spread that love and that light, you then become go from the worker to the warrior, as Archangel Michael has given you. This is the picture or the visualization that we want you to have here. That you as the workers have now become the warriors. You as the ones who will move into the order of the red hand, as you were saying earlier here. You are ones that will become the warriors. This is important here for you to understand that workers and warriors are one and the same, but the warriors are the ones that will take the action, will do what it takes to spread more and more light and love, you see?
Okay.
Other questions here?
Yes, if I might add something to what you just said for the one known as Vesna, I think it's important to, and this is a very, this is becoming a common saying, but change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. And that's important for light workers because we can find pain and we can find beauty. And we also are a huge influence on the world, and our vibration can vibrate out to the world and either uplift or push down those that are around us. So it's important to know what our level of influence is and to begin to see the world as something beautiful.
Yes, always.
The
Very good.
next one is from David Quinones.
Just say first name only, please.
David.
Yes.
Okay. He wants to know. He's heard from Corey Good through an interview through David Wilcock that he mentioned a couple of galactic organizations called Galactic Federation Blockade and Super Galactic Federation. He would like to know about those organizations.
These organizations are one and the same, and yet they are different. There are many understandings beyond your three-dimensional level at this time that you have not yet come to begin to grasp. You have some of this from your movies and your TV shows, such as Star Trek and all of this. And this is a beginning here. This was a purposeful beginning to acquaint you with the idea of a galactic federation and the prime directive and all of these things. And there are experiences that are happening far, far out from this planet at this time that are working to bring about this great shift of consciousness, not only here on this planet, but throughout the solar system and throughout the galaxy itself. Because as your planet shifts and changes, so too does the rest of the whole, because all is one. And if it is happening here, if the butterfly's wings are flapping here, they are changing something entirely from the other side of the galaxy. You see?
Yeah.
So all is one, all is related together here. As to the blockade that has been mentioned here, there is a blockade that has happened across this solar system that has kept those from coming in and those from going out. In other words, those of darkness cannot come in and those of darkness cannot escape. Okay?
Okay, and the last part of his question, this is the last question from the email audience, is that he says, we know alien abductions are no longer allowed by the Zeta Reticuli ET race. However, abductions are still occurring by the U.S. government using retro-engineered aeroships, giving the impression to people that they are space ETs. Why is the Galactic Federation of Planets still allowing this? Can they stop the government from doing that?
The Galactic Federation is working to, in many respects, to curtail a great amount of this, but they cannot do it directly. If they could, it would have been over a long time ago. But because of the Prime Directive, they cannot interfere, but they can assist, just as we can assist you, guide you, nudge you along, but not do it for you. They also are working together with those of the what you know now as the Alliance here, the Earth Alliance, and they are working directly with them to curtail many of these activities, and many of these have been stopped. You have not heard of this directly yet, and you may even hear of ones that are abducted and things of this nature yet still, but it has been largely curtailed and diminished in great many ways here. And it is not occurring anywhere near as much as it was before. And you are correct in that those of the Zeta Reticuli have left the building, as you might say. They are no longer a part of this program here, and or the programming that has gone on here. Okay?
Okay, that's it for the email audience.
Very good. Are there questions here from those of you on the phone here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. Hi, one who serves.
No.
I just thought today, oh, I know, I'll ask one who serves this particular question. So I'm excited. So I had an experience where in my work I help people to get rid of their false beliefs and limiting beliefs. Like I have them sort of, collapse them, you know, from the root. And I had gotten the go-ahead to work with this particular individual, and she was telling me, you know, how she seemed to present pretty well, but she was telling me how her father was in the Illuminati and he was targeting her and they were targeting her in some certain ways. And I was, you know, tracking along with that. But at some point I said something which I guess triggered her, and it was an innocuous thing. And before you knew it, I was in the Illuminati targeting her. And so I said, okay, all righty then. I guess we got something going on here. So I guess I'm trying to figure out why I was led to actually work with her or to start a process to work with her. Because I wondered, I'm trying to work it out. Do the Illuminati target individuals? Do they really do that? Or is it more of a general overview? And also, would a paranoid sort of schizophrenic kind of looking thing, would it be true that that person actually is being targeted and is kind of putting that together with his or her own triggers to come up with these kind of bizarre theories and stuff? So, and I guess my final question is, what's a better way to work with someone or to give them to someone else? Certainly, I don't think a regular practitioner, but what's a better way to assist a person like that?
The Illuminati and or the cabal, the dark forces, the deep state, the elite, whatever you want to call them, are working to do everything that they can to hold back this ascension process. They have known about it for a long time, and they do what they can. And when they come across someone who is influential in some ways in working to bring this ascension process forward, they attempt to, as you say, attack them directly so that they are thwarted from doing what they came here to do. So they will attempt to do this from time to time. Mm-hmm. It happened much more in the past. It is happening much, much less now because they are still attempting to do the same thing. They are still directing these attacks. But more and more, because the vibrations have increased, those that are receiving the attacks are not being thwarted by it as much as they would have been before, because they have a force field, you might say, around them with the vibrations. The vibrations, in a sense, would create a force field that those of lower vibrations cannot penetrate, you see? This is how this works. In the past, this would have been called magic. It is not magic, it is simply science. So there is so much yet to be determined about this as to when you work with someone. Are you saying work with someone that has been directed by these forces? Is this what you are saying?
I just stumbled on her. I thought she was of a light, she seemed to come off as a light worker type person, but then there was this switch, you know, a switch just turned and it was, you know, it was all, and then it was almost like a paranoid thing about she's accusing me of being the Illuminati and coming after her and all this. So I was confused. What was the reason that I was meant to work with her, or at least to start a process? Was it to see that there are certain individuals that I absolutely can't work with, or was it for me to realize the connection between, people being targeted and their own triggers?
We understand now that whenever you are directed, as you are saying, to work with another individual, for whatever that might be, you may be directed in that respect and work with that person until you do what you came there to do. What you came to do in this sense was to bring out that other part of this person so that it could be brought out in the open. But we would not suggest to you at this time for you to continue to work with this one, because it is not in your best interest to do so at this point. You could if you want to, certainly, that is up to you. But there are certain ones of vibration that are not akin to your vibration. This is not only to you who ask this question, but to all. As you come in contact with those of lower vibration, that will tend to then bring, attempt to bring your vibration down. And that is not what you want to associate with. That is not to say if your family members are of low vibration, not to associate with them, but protect yourselves always. Always know that you are protected with the light, and visualize the light around you or within you, and you can, there are many ways of doing this, and these have been given many times before. Okay?
Yeah. So it sounds like the job got done, and that's enough of that. And okay. So I wasn't sure if I was misreading that I was directed to work with her, but it sounds like there was a job, it got done, and that's it.
That is correct. But go within yourself to ask this. Do not ever allow those of us to interfere in any way, although we do not see this as interference in this respect. But we do not want you, yourself, your personality, to see this as interference. Okay? Because then we create a karmic situation. And that is not what we are here to do. Other question here?
Okay.
One question, if I may.
Yes?
I have a question. This is Muhammad.
Yes, make it brief here. Quick and brief. We need to move along more and more here. Yes.
Yes, very briefly. Has Cobra been compromised?
That is very brief. Very good. No, he has not been compromised, as you are saying. Since you ask it directly like this, this we can give an answer to directly. He has not been. They have attempted to many, many times, but he has great protection around him. And he has a great mission that he is upon here. And he is continuing on that mission. There are many across the planet that from time to time are directed or feel that they are directed when they say by their higher self or whatever it might be. And it is not. It is their ego coming over them and moving them in a direction the only words we are coming up with are put down another individual, another light worker or warrior. And this one certainly is a warrior. He is here for a reason. He has a great mission here and is continuing to work on that mission, along with many of the others, as you are becoming aware of who they are. Okay?
Overstood. Thank you very much.
Other questions here?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. My question is more of a guidance. I'm just taking guidance. I have a four-year-old that seems to know exactly where he's from. He believes he's from the stars. And then the other night we're outside and there were some ships passing by and I was like, oh, look at a plane. And he's like, no, that's an alien ship. So, like, a lot of them passed, and he started saying, oh, I want to go in the ship. Where can they pick me up? And I started just again with him, and I'm like, no, well, let's ask them to pick us up. And he was really serious, and then he started saying things like, the aliens are the good aliens, they're friends. And then he's like, well, you know, this planet now is also for the aliens as well. And I guess my question is, how do you nurture a child like that so that, because obviously they know what they're talking about, they're very knowledgeable about what's going on, sometimes more than we are as adults. And I just wanted to know how we can nurture that knowledge without kind of, I don't know, over overstimulating what he knows?
You already know the answer to that, and you nurture that one by working with that one. You allow that one. Even better word here than working. You allow that one to be who they are. Yes, it is correct, as you are saying, this little one knows who he is and is working in the process here to continue the memories that came in with him. And you are, this one is continuing the program, the process better here, to keep those memories within him, and will be able to do that more if you are encouraging him. This is, again, as we always do, for others who might have the same situation or something similar to this, that can be directed to you now, too. Work with those ones. Do not let them begin to think that they are out of the ordinary. Keep them out of the box. Do not enclose them in a box. Many of you as children were put in boxes and you stayed in those boxes. But it is important for you to live out of the box, to find yourself experiencing outside of the lines, you might say. And more and more that you can do this and bring those children up in this way and assist them in being who they are, not who they others attempt to make them into. See? And we would say here that this one has said he was from the stars. We would tell you that you are all from the stars. In fact, you came from the ethers, you journeyed to the stars, and you are moving from the stars into the innermost planes of consciousness.
Thank you.
On that a little bit here.
Is this Elizabeth?
No.
Okay, you sounded like Elizabeth. I'm going to add something as a mother to a mother. One of the things that is coming to me right now is to let your child know that others may not believe him, but that doesn't mean he's wrong. It means that they have their own opinion, and to let him know that the world may not always agree with him, but he needs to stand by his own understanding.
Yes, very good.
Okay, thank you.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, hi. I wonder, sir, this is Gary. I have a two-part question regarding the guardian. I heard a channeling recently of the guardian, and I was really, really responded to it and felt a great understanding and really resonated to it. And then when Sananda stepped aside and announced the guardian, I felt great, great excitement and joy. And two parts of this question. The first, who is the guardian? Is it a collective? And could you tell us a little bit about the guardian or the collective, the guardian? And do I have some sort of connection to the guardian or that collective?
What we can tell you is the guardians, they are not one guardian, there are many guardians, and they are a collective, okay. And they have been around for a very, very long time. We cannot even begin to explain to you in your three-dimensional understanding just how long that would be, because it is beyond time and space. But they have come back, you might say. The guardians have returned, and they are those of the blue avians, as you have heard. They are some of the guardians, and there are others, including this one that came through, this James here today, and has come through at other times previously, this one of the new dispensation. And there are others. And they are back here now because they... You might say that they find themselves in a situation or come whenever there is a situation where there is a major shift in consciousness in that planet and the solar system and galaxy, as is happening here. And this is why they have returned, to assist in this entire process. They, along with all of the others that are working with you here, to bring this about. So they are have returned. They left for a little bit, and now it appears that they have come back again to continue to assist in this process. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know that we're all able to make our bodies so that they're totally healthy, but I'm just wondering what the best meditative process is to accomplish that.
It's not so much the best meditative process, but it is the best process overall in that you believe and then you will see. That is what is missing in many of you in the knowing process, because you hear of various health cures and things of this nature, and then your first thought is, does it work? And as soon as you wonder if it works, then it does not work, you see? So you must come to the knowing. You must come to the believing in knowing, and then it will occur, whatever it might be. So if there is a diagnosis of cancer, the first thing many do is they go to their doctor and they find from their doctor what is needed, and then they are prescribed chemotherapy or radiation or surgery or whatever it might be. And this is always just a temporary healing that might come at that time, but it is not reaching to the source. And you must always go to the source of that. And what is that source? The source is your own higher self. Not that the source is creating that situation within you, but it is the disconnection with the source that is creating that, or your belief in that disconnection. You see, all of you came here in this planet, in this evolution at this time, and you separated yourself from the source within you purposely so that you could experience this sense of duality here on this planet and in this evolution. And it is now time to change that, to go back to reconnecting or knowing that you are reconnected with this God source within you. And once you have done that, there is nothing that can harm you.
I left it for him. Hello? Hello?
Mute your phone here, please. Must mute your phone. Mute your phone. Thank you. Very good. It is continuing to be important for you to recognize that you and your higher self, or where Yeshua said, I and my Father are one. That is what he was speaking of. And as soon as he knew that he was one, and it was something he had to work on too. It was not something that he was directly born with and kept with him his whole life. He went through life situations just as all of you do. But he came to understand through meditation, through going within directly, that he and his Father were one. He and the God source within him were one. And once he had that revelation here, then everything began to shift within him. And that is when he went to on his journey to find the masters who would work with him. And as they did. Okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out how the best way to get the revelation.
Yes. Very good. Other questions here?
Hello,
I have a question.
Okay, can you tell him I have a question? This is Cynthia. I'll make it quick. Last Sunday night and Monday morning when I was sleeping, I don't even think I was dreaming, not that I remember, but I actually for the first time heard voice in my ear, like it was outside of myself. It may have been in my head, but it sounded like it was coming from right by my ear. A loud voice said something which woke me up. I opened my eyes and was happy about it. I wanted to know if you could tell me who that was and if this is hopefully a beginning of a new opening for me.
We will not tell you, of course, who that was, but we will tell you that it was. And you, but in your experience, as soon as you say, oh, it was in my head, or it may have been my head, you discount it. And
no,
you
I didn't
lose
discount it. I really didn't discount it. That part of me is changing. I am trusting now. And so I knew somebody had said something. It didn't really matter if it was outside of myself or in my head. Somebody said something, and I know that.
It is correct. It does not matter. As we have said many times, it is not the messenger that counts. It is the message that comes, whether it is within your head, and, of course, where would that be coming from then, or if it is coming from another outside of yourself. Whatever it is the message. Listen to the message. If the message resonates to you, then go with it. It is the same thing as those that receive the message of that one of Cobra that was compromised. If the message felt right to you, and for many it did not feel right, it did not resonate to them. And for them, then it is important to go with that resonance, to feel it, to know it, to understand it, you see? Okay.
Yes, and could this be the beginning of a new opening for me in that way?
You are always in the beginning of a new opening, Cynthia.
Okay, and when you get chance, Mary Lou does have a question, just so you know, so there's enough time before you go away. Okay,
hello.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes, we hear you. You have a question?
My name is Denise in Atlanta. I have been doing this for a while now, but somehow I feel like I know that I have opened the wrong door in the twin flame situation. I was wondering, what do you guys see for me? Can I really change what the mistake that I have made with that door, that I've opened the wrong door?
I do not quite understand what you are asking here. You have opened a door? What kind of a door are you?
The wrong door, bad, wrong, mistake, error.
Wrong door. But what is making you believe it is the wrong door here?
Because it's getting to the point where I feel like I just feel like it's wrong. I just feel like it's not right. I feel like I had more confidence before I opened that door. I had more confidence. I was more sure of myself. So I was wondering if you could help me, and what do you see for me? Can I eventually go forward and be the happier person that was, sort of?
What we can say to you, if you are opening the wrong door, as you are saying it, of course, figuratively here, if you are opening the wrong door, then maybe you need to close it and not go through it. I'd be on the other side of it.
Yeah, when I said that, okay, sorry, go ahead.
When you do something of this nature and it does not feel right to you, then it is likely not right for you. If it flows, if it goes, especially as these vibrations continue to rise here, it is important for you more and more, and this is why we say this so many times, go with the flow. Go with the flow. But if the flow does not feel right to you, then do not go that way. You see? If it is taking you in a direction that it is not right, it is bringing pain to your body and ill health to your body, then it is something that is not meant for you if it does not resonate, you see? So it is time then to always go within yourself and ask within yourself what is meant here, where you should go next, what steps to take. It is one thing to ask outside of yourself, but it is so much better to ask within. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. Have a question?
Hello.
Yes, we hear. Hello.
Thank you. This is
Mary Lou, and I have an insatiable curiosity, and what came to me the other day during my meditation has really piqued my curiosity, and that is, are these great beings that communicate with us and help to guide us actually linked with us as we are linked with everyone else, so that our ascension is critical to their ultimate happiness and linking with Prime Source?
Absolutely. 100%. No question about it.
Thank you.
You are linked with everyone in the universe.
Yes.
Everyone. Everyone is one. This is why we say so many times, be the one. You are all one. We are all one. And we are all connected. And when you fully come to that understanding, then all of the programming that you have gone through here on this planet all begins to dissipate and begins to fall off into the background, into your past memories here. And it becomes just that, a memory, and no longer is guiding you and moving you and directing you in your life. You see?
Thank you. That is so true. I was just afraid I was being too literal, but I'm on the path. Thank you so much.
So much, yes.
I have a question.
Time we have here? Do we have a time frame here?
You have 20 more minutes if you want.
Very good.
Till 2 o'clock. But I would say we end a little early because of the other call we have to have.
Very good. Are there other questions yet?
Yes, this is Claudia. I have a question about this mysterious Sphinx. I want to know why it was built. Some say it's a hell of a lot older than Egyptian times, and I believe it is a lion, not a lion body with a woman's head. What was it built for, and what's the meaning of it, and is there anything buried under it or in it? And does it have a message for us in this special time that we're in now?
It is so ancient, you cannot begin to know just how far back it goes. It predates the pyramids, certainly. And it is a symbol, you might say, a symbol that has carried on from various many civilizations that have come here to this planet. And it is a continuing of the galactic process that has gone on in coming to this planet. That is how we can say that. It is a symbol of the Mother Sekhmet here. And it is a very important understanding that will come to those here on the planet when the grid that has been spoken of, the consciousness grid here on the planet, has been reconnected across the entire planet here. The ley lines and all of the sacred sites have come together again. And then there will be the activating of the pyramids again, including the Great Pyramid there that is behind this symbol here. And yes, there are what we would say locations below this that have, some have been discovered and not spoken of yet, and some have not yet been discovered here or recovered here. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I have a question.
Any other questions? Yes.
Yes, hi, one who says Anthony. Going on what the Guardians just said, and you've also said it before, that the financial transition will take place either just before or just after the event, and the Guardians have just said that, you know, the event is very, very close. Now, this week I heard information from two different sources that there was a massive upgrade of the financial systems globally from a security perspective that kind of locked the cabal out of the systems and stop them stealing funds, which they've been doing for decades. So can you give your perspective on that? Can you confirm or not confirm that happened this week, please?
We can say from a higher perspective here is that everything is in control and everything is being orchestrated, as we say. And this financial system is in the process of a changeover. It has not happened yet, as you know it directly, but much of the inner workings have been put together here and are ready to turn this over whenever the signal is given for this. And the signal coincides with the various portions or those of the events, those mini events leading to the major event here. So all is coinciding directly with this. And of course, no one knows the exact moment of this, but the Father, the Prime Creator, him, herself, you see?
Okay, thank you.
We know it is not directly what you wanted to know. You wanted to know if it was next week or the next 2 weeks here or something of this nature or giving a date here. And you know that we do not play that game here. That is not what we are here for.
I wasn't asking for the date. I know you wouldn't answer that, but it was more that, you know, there was two pieces of information that massive security upgrades had occurred because there's lots of delays with, you know, the cabal stealing funds. So I just wanted to know if you knew anything about that, because that seemed to be I felt that was a huge leap forward for this process, the security upgrades, if you like.
There have been many leaps forward, as you would say, and are in the process of coming together more and more. And the security measures, as you are saying, have been put in place, and they are working to shut the cabal out of the picture more and more here. That is correct. Other questions here? We take two more questions, and then we're ready to release the panel here.
I have a question.
I have one.
Hi, my name. Someone who has not yet asked a question, please.
Hello, one who knows. My name is Josh, and my wife and I have been facing challenges getting pregnant, and it feels as though this being is very unique, and the being that wants to come in as our child, and that uniqueness requires a certain amount of patience. There's a level of orchestration to it, it feels that we can't see directly. It also feels as though there may be some interference energetically trying to stop or to circumvent this orchestration. And it's been almost a year now, and the patience is getting to be, that aspect of it is challenging. I was wondering if you might have any advice or reassurances and any information about the being that wants to come in.
First of all, we are not the one who knows, we are the one who serves. That is first of all. And it is important for that, because that is what we are here to do, is to serve mankind, just as we have been served in the past, as we were one of you. We were here, as many of you know, we had other lives, we had other experiences here, just as you did. And we are still here in physical body. As to your direct question here, we can tell you that it is very important here for you to let go. If you hang on to this, if you become frustrated by this, if you become disconsolate and depressed from this, it will make it even more difficult to for your partner to conceive here. So it is important for you to let go, let the process happen, and ask for assistance, ask for help, ask for the one that is coming through to be able to come through. Look at it from a different point of view. Do not look at it from a three-dimensional understanding in that it may be difficult to conceive, or your doctors tell you this and that and all of this. There are many times when doctors have said that this person will not be able to conceive a baby, and yet the one has a baby, you see? The doctors do not know everything. In fact, they know very little in this entire scheme of things here. So it is important for you to directly contact that one, as you say, that is attempting to come through and assist the process by letting go here. That is important for you, okay?
I see. Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes, one more question, and then we need to release channel. One more question, release
yes.
channel.
I have a question, please.
Yes?
Oh. Yes. This is Nisha, and I had to go to Miami for a spiritual thing, the 7th, 8th, and 9th of May. And on my way back, Spirit threw a hint for me, a receipt for a shuttle to take from an airport to an airport in New York. My number was 2012. And they said, be careful, we're going to call this number. And they were emphasizing the number 2012. And I was like, 2012, that was a long time ago, what Spirit wanted to tell me. And when I came back, it was the big thing about Cobra message. And it felt like, for me, though, those 3 days, I was somewhere else. So my question is, can I have any confirmation that I journeyed for those 3 days somewhere else and the trip was just justification for people where I am? It feels like I journeyed in the inner earth or something like that.
You said you journeyed. We understood you say that you moved from your area that you live into Florida. Is that correct?
I had to be there for directly. 3 days.
Yes, you went there directly. So then your question then is where you went while you were there? I do not understand what you are referring to here. You there?
Say your question in one sentence.
Are you still there? Oh.
Maybe she went away again.
Okay.
Mute.
It went for 3 days.
Okay. And we release channel here now. Know that as you continue this journey, as you continue to work forward and continue to rise in vibrations, that you are preparing the rest of your life as you do this. This is what we want you to think about more and more. Every single thought that you have, every single vision, every single visualization is creating for you ahead of time here. You are creating the new age. You are creating the fifth dimensional experience that you are all going to have. So think about this as you come to thoughts that come to you that are seemingly negative to you. They are dark. They are part of the old programming, the old paradigm. And then know that those thoughts have as much power as the thoughts that are creating the new golden age for yourself as well. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Love you, Shanti.
Thank you.
Shanti, thank you. Much love.